Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 25, verse 2. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter. The words glory and honor are from the same Hebrew word, and the words thing and matter are from the same Hebrew word. This proverb can be stated in this way. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings is to search out a matter. Put in this fashion, it is easier to compare the two parts, since there are less variations of words to consider. We are herein given a direct comparison of a characteristic of God and of the kings of the earth. The glory of each comes from opposing interests. God conceals, kings search out. Since God is all-knowing, he has no need to search out a matter. It is his glory that he needs no counselor or teacher. All knowledge except that which he specifically reveals to his creatures is concealed by him. He chooses what to reveal and what to conceal. What he conceals, man has absolutely no ability to discover. Eve thought differently as she ate of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God intended concealment, but she sought revelation, and through Adam's fall, sin entered the world. Man is only to know that which God allows him to know. We are to prefer the tree of life to the tree of knowledge. Job knew this, for he wrote, Job 11:7 through 10, "Canst thou by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? It is as high as heaven. What canst thou do, deeper than hell? What canst thou know? The measure thereof is longer than the earth, and broader than the sea. If he cut off and shut up or gather together, then who can hinder him?" God alone decides what he reveals. What glory would belong to a God if all his ways and works were known by those he has created? His wisdom would not be divine if we could understand all his ways. What he has revealed only shows the vastness and the depths of what he has concealed. He allows us only a glimpse of his greatness, the rest he conceals. We gaze into the heavens only to be astonished at the infinite depth that we cannot see, the end that is concealed. We look at the small things and cannot find the beginnings. The concealed things of his creation declare his eternity. They show his glory. They show his splendor. The concealed things demand worship of God by his creation. The heavens declare his glory. Not only the tiny bit of the heavens are revealed to us, but also the vast heavens are concealed from us, the black holes, the supernovas, the unknown galaxies, the comets with tails of a million miles. These never are allowed in our sight. Read Job 26:14. "Lo, these are parts of his ways, but how little a portion is heard of him, but the thunder of his power, who can understand?" We study the scripture to get the sense of a passage. Our faith may be rewarded with a small understanding, but we soon realize that there is so much we do not understand, so much that is concealed from us until our heart is right for further understanding, for further light. "The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him," Psalm 25:14. Romans 11:33 speaks of this, "Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out." God clothes himself in mystery so that his children should live by faith. He tells us that it is impossible to please him without faith. He makes faith possible not only by what he conceals, but by what he reveals. In each dispensation, he opens the curtain of heaven to those he saves, and he dispels mysteries to those who have ears to hear. Jesus reveals the Father only to his own. To the rest, the mystery remains. To the rest, the concealment remains. The kings of the earth, though great among humanity, are infinitely inferior to God. It is their glory or honor to search out a matter. As kings, they are to be diligent to search out everything a king ought to know. They must seek the best counsel and find the wisest men to inform them of the best ways to govern. They must search out the most efficient way to satisfy the needs of their people, and in so doing, encourage honesty, fairness, and peace. They must search for the facts to discern what is the right thing to do. It is the glory of kings to search out a matter. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.